Huh? Is it working now?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job, Gary.
Thank you. I'm really tech savvy. This guy right here. All right, so a new year, right? It's a new year. Haven't seen you for a year now. Don't say it. I haven't seen you to the last year. This is crazy. Now, many feel a new year does what?
New me.
That was such a cute little voice. A new me. Right, a new me, a new beginning, right? A lot of people feel a new year brings a new beginning, maybe like a do-over, if you will, a sort of do-over. Time to do things right. You know, many vow to be healthier, don't they? Any vow is the, you know, it's a resolution, be healthier. At the same time, they're inhaling who knows what and drinking another beer, right? They'll like, let's be healthy, right? None of you guys, I know none of you guys, but there's people out there who would do that. Most people want change. Most people want change for the new year, but typically they're not willing to change themselves. They want everything around them to change to their liking without any work, please, right? Don't you feel that way? That'd be your typical person. Maybe not you guys, but maybe the typical teenager, the typical American citizen. Yes? No? Are you guys quiet? Yes? And I'm not sure what it is. The curiosity, the trying to grow up too quickly, the trying to fit in, keeping up with the latest fads, right, are peer pressure. But teenagers, I'm grouping you guys all together, teenagers have been known to start some bad habits, even illegal ones. You know, bad habits that end up following them the rest of their lives. Seems like with technology, there's newer and newer ways to get in trouble, right? And then the bonus is that they're not mentioned in the Bible. So God must be okay with that, right? It's like they're not mentioned by name, it's fine. However, throughout the Bible, God has set up principles. He set up these principles so we could follow anything under the sun. You know, there's nothing new. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Haley. So, do what's right. I can't, on your translation, mine has like the worldly lusts are be in control of yourself, I think it said, and then do what's right. It has soberly, righteousness, and godliness, right? Worldly lusts are desire, and soberness, righteousness, in godliness. That's what we should be, right? That's what it's saying there, is that's what we should be. Now, that covers a lot of area, wouldn't you think? That's kind of like a little umbrella over all this stuff. Now, if it was going to list every individual name throughout the last 2,000 years, Titus would be a very, very long book. You know, because you know, it's kind of like the soberness. Soberness covers for sure, drunkenness. That's pretty obvious. But it also covers like mind-altering drugs, anything that impairs you. So it's being sober, being right-minded, that's the sober is. So in Galatians, we're going to turn over to Galatians now. So it's going to be to the left a few books, or like seven or so. Galatians chapter 5, 20 and 21. Kayla, can you read that? Thanks.
Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, sorceries, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and that, the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
So again, those are the things we should be staying away with, stay away from, because we want to inherit the kingdom of God, right? Now, here, the word for sorcery in the original Greek would be, pharmakeia. So it's where we get our word pharmacy. So what is pharmacy? It's about, medicine, drugs, right? So drugs. So drugs are mentioned in the Bible. You know, it's nothing new, unfortunately. In a way, you could think it's nothing new, but, you know, God talks about, you know, there is an argument going around. I don't know if you've heard it, but, you know, the argument is that God made marijuana, so it must be good for you. You know, if you want to have that same logic, God made poison frogs, so I guess we should eat a whole bunch of poison frogs, right? Or black widows. Wouldn't that be cool, just to eat some black widows? It must be good for you. God made them, right? It doesn't work, right? It's not that way. Now, I'm twice as old as when I was a teenager. I won't let you do the math, but it's old. I've seen a lot of things, and I've witnessed firsthand truths. From when I was in high school, there are some same names, and there's some different names, but it's all the same pitfalls. There's all the same pitfalls as there was. Now, a growing trend seems to be vaping, right? Everybody's heard of vaping. Yes. Has anybody seen anybody at school vaping? Does anybody, I don't need names, does anybody have a friend that's tried vaping? Okay. Now, I know my opinion, and I'm willing to bet you guys could guess what my opinion is, right? But I was wondering, what is your honest opinion about it? Anybody feel bold enough to say anything? Yes? It's stupid. Okay. TJ?
Bad for you?
Slowly drowning you, okay.
Plus, like, the level of nicotine in some of the, like, jewels and stuff are, like, as much as one pack of cigarettes in one pod. And, like, some people don't think of it, so they just, like...
Just keep on.
Yeah, and they'll use up, like, five in a week, and they don't have any idea how harmful it is to their lungs and how hard it is to get rid of the nicotine addiction.
Just vapor doesn't do anything.
Right. I mean, that's a myth. Yeah, as far as, you know, it's that. Well, good. Anybody else? I'm glad I'm hearing what I'm hearing. I'm glad I'm hearing the same opinion as me, but everybody, nobody? No? In Romans, and we're going to go over some things because the research I've looked into, but Romans chapter 13. So again, to the left, this one is only like three books away. Romans 13, 1 and 2. Cassie? All right, so what do you think that means?
Respect authority.
All right, respect authority of the land, right? So we're supposed to follow the law of the land, unless what?
Unless it goes against the Bible.
That's the only reason to not. It's not because, oh, well, everybody's doing it, and everybody's getting away with it, and nobody's getting in trouble. I guess that means I could do it. Right? No, it doesn't mean that. Only if it makes you not follow God's law, because God's law is higher than any law of the land. All right? Now, most states, it's weird, is most states are, you have to be 18 to vape. Weird is California, which is usually very liberal, they're 21. In Colorado, they legalize marijuana, but you could be, have to be 21 to vape. More than 3/4 of high school students are not old enough to vape then, right? At least 3/4. That's if all the senior class was 18, which they're not, right? Not all of them. So what happens, so if they're following the law, they're not even supposed to vape anyways. Now what happens when you turn 18? In 1 Corinthians, so we don't go to the right, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. Wait a minute. All right, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, right? Now, there is a myth that there are some myths out there that vaping is just water vapors, right? And it's not. It's chemicals. There's chemicals. I mean, sure, there's probably a portion of it might be water, but there's chemicals. You're inhaling chemicals and you're exhaling chemicals, hence the smell. Water doesn't smell like cherries and whatever different kinds there is. They don't even, you know, they don't really even know how harmful these chemicals can be at this point. It's still relatively new. It's been around for a few years. Actually, the thought of it is very old, but These new pods and whatever they're called, the devices, are fairly new. But the thing we do know for sure is that it's foreign to your body. You know, did you know that in the 50s that cigarettes were advertised as no big deal? They're no big deal. They actually paid a lot of the TV actors to smoke during the television show, and what would that do? Make people think, oh, that's just what you do, right? That's the cool thing. Oh, to be cool, you need to smoke. Because they do that same thing, similar things today, right? They get celebrities to endorse things, and then people, it catches on as a fad, right? So they just had this until they figured out the dangers decades later. It was actually decades later. Like I said, it was in the 50s, and then they figured out all these dangers, what comes with smoking. You know, manufacturers will not tell you the dangers unless they're forced to. You know, they're just looking at the bottom line. And what do I mean by that? Money, right? They're there to sell you a product. So they're not going to say any kind of dangers unless the FDA forces them to, right? Vaping, like I said, is relatively new, but it can be just as addictive as old-fashioned cigarettes. You know, in the second part, if we look at verse 12, the second part, what is that talking about? Being a slave to it, right? Which would be addicted, right? It's being the power under somebody else's power. Addiction, where you don't have the power to stop on your own. That's basically what I feel like the definition of addiction is. Wouldn't you guys agree? Is that you don't have the power on yourself. You might want to, but you can't. You know, I've never tried smoking, so I don't really know that feeling, but I've seen it too many times where people can't go an hour, can't go a half an hour without lighting up a cigarette. And it seems like vaping is almost even worse because it's right there, it's ready, they don't have to light anything. It's just there, it's always right there, right? And like you said, I mean, they just go through a pod or whatever, you know, very quickly. So I just see them every few minutes sucking on their little device, right? A young ruler once came to Jesus. You know, he came to Jesus and he's asking, how can I enter into heaven? This young ruler was wondering this. And we find that in Mark. Mark chapter 10. Do what? We're not going back to 1 Corinthians, but Mark chapter 10. Verse 21 and 22, please. So what was this young ruler asking? Yes. All right, go ahead. Okay, so right here, we see that Jesus tells him to sell everything and give to the poor, right? Jesus does not require everybody. You know, there's been plenty of people that came to him. He didn't require everybody to sell their goods and to give to the poor. You know, but Jesus wants us to get to a place where there's nothing holding us back. There's nothing holding us back from following him. You know, there can only be one master. You know, so if there is something that you're not able to do or you're not able to give up, is that thing your master or is God your master? Think about it. Who's the master? Who's the ultimate master? If you're not willing to give up something. It's that thing, right? Because if God asks you to give that up, you need to give it up. So this young ruler, he went away sad. Why did he go away sad? He cared about his possessions too much. So his possessions was his master. He knew that, so he went away sorrowful. Because he knew he wouldn't make it into heaven, right? In 1 Corinthians, so we're back. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It's right after chapter 9. 23 and 24. Brennan, the blonde guy back there, the towhead.
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
So it kind of sounds familiar, right? Chapter 6. Yeah, so I mean, actually, side note, but I mean, repeating, right? Why do we repeat? Is so that it makes it clearer in our heads, right? So we get it. So it's very similar. The first part of this verse is very similar to that one we just read back in chapter 6, right? But let's look at verse 24. Verse 24, what is verse 24 about? What would you say verse 24 is about?
Don't just think about yourself, think of others too.
Exactly, right? You're thinking about others, right? It's not just all about you and what you want. It's about respecting others and also being, you know, considerate or being conscious of how you look and your actions look towards others. You know, how others see you. Because being a Christian has a lot of responsibilities. There's a lot of responsibilities. We have a lot of responsibilities. Ones you may or may not want, but you still have them. By saying you're a Christian, you have them automatically. You know, we are a light in this world, a beacon of light. That's what we are, whether we want to or not, right? We're a beacon of light. In Matthew, so we're on being left, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Haley, do you got that?
We're the light of the world. A city of a hill can't be hidden. Also, people do not light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. Then it gives light to everyone. In the same way, let your light shine in front of others. Then they will see the good things you do, and they will praise your Father who is in heaven.
So it's similar to, let's say, a lighthouse, right? We all have heard of what a lighthouse is, right? So what is a lighthouse? What is the purpose of a lighthouse?
It guides ships.
It guides ships to where? Their destination? Where is it guide? Huh?
To shore.
It guides ships to shore. Yeah, what else does it, it's not everywhere on the shoreline, where do they put the?
It's to let them know that they're close to
a danger part, right? Where sharp reefs are or something where it's treacherous, let's say. So it does tell them that the shore is close, So you guys are right. It guides them. You know, usually there are close to ports because that's usually where the ships are trying to hit. But there are certain points on the shoreline. If the ship gets too close, it's going to get damaged, right? So it's there to warn people. It's not there to make the captain feel dumb for coming that way, because it's going to happen. It knows that the captains of the ships are going to make mistakes, but it's there to help them, right? It's there to help them and get them back on the right path. You know, the light that we need to show is that so that others can look upon it and they could follow it and know what to do. And know, hey, you know what? That's what I should be. I should be more like Kayla over there, right? That's what it should be. You know, I was saying about this is that the craziest thing is that I'm sure from the very beginning, the very first school year of all times, or even more when I went to school, and I don't know about you, I'm thinking it still happens, but you can tell me. But there was kids what will taunt others by saying, oh, you're such a goody two-shoe. They might not use that word. That might, but do they still taunt people like that? A little goody-goody. Oh, you're so goody-goody, right? You know, that's peer pressure 101, right? That's straight out of the book, peer pressure. You look it up. You know, I wonder, when did doing the right thing become a bad thing? You know, they're trying to justify what they do by putting somebody what does things right down. In Isaiah, sorry, this is going to be way in the front of the book compared to where we are at. But in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. You see that this isn't a new problem. It's a very old problem. Kayla, can you read that? See, well, you see, it's an old problem. People have been doing this for many years, many centuries. They've been doing that. So we need to count it as a blessing if you don't get invited to those popular parties. Now, that might sound weird, but count it as a blessing because those are not, more than likely, those aren't the parties you guys should be at. You don't need to go. Count it a blessing if you don't get invited to go drinking or to vape. You know, the reasons why they don't invite you is because they see who you are. They should see you are and know that you're on saying no. Right? So count it as a blessing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we're back in chapter 6. Verses 19 and 20. Cassie, can you read that?
I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness.
You know, we're charged not to do any harm to ourselves. We're to live life and glorify God. You know, I don't know. I looked and I was trying to find, and I'd love to just tell you that vaping is so harmful to you guys, but I couldn't really find exact proof. And it and what I believe is one thing, but I didn't want to lie to you guys. I don't know if I have exact proof that it is harmful. The fact I do know is that it never seems to work out when you take somebody's body with long exposures to a foreign subject, a substance. Right? It never seems to work out. You know, the substance is not made normally, if it's not made normally for the body or the body produces. You know, there are certain things that sometimes, you know, with diabetes or whatnot, you need certain medicines. And that's what I'm not talking about, because that's made by the body. But these chemicals are not made for the body or by the body. So it's a difference. So it's that's what I mean by a foreign substance. So, but it never works out when there's long exposures to that. I do know that smoking typically is seen as a good or bad habit. What do you think? A bad habit, right? I would say that's pretty much a fact to most people. Even a lot of smokers feel that way. But for some reason, they're still addicted and they can't stop. But they see it as a bad habit. You know, vaping is very addictive. I've seen it firsthand. I know it's very addictive. And the best way to stop a bad habit is to never start a bad habit. That's the best way. Because like I said, I've known a ton of people what want to quit smoking, say, and it's hard for them, one reason or another. So I've never started, so I don't know what that feels like. But I feel like if you never start, you don't have to worry about stopping. You know, in my opinion, I don't think anybody should vape. I think it's pointless and it doesn't. Obviously, they feel something, but obviously, I don't think that it does anything good for them. You know, because we're supposed to judge things by what good comes out of them, if anything comes good out of it. And I've never seen anything good come out of it. You know, but I cannot honestly tell you that you would be judged harsher by God if you vape. I can't tell you that because I don't know. He's the ultimate judge. I can only tell you certain facts. In Colossians chapter 3, 17. Elena, can you read that?
And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
All right, so we're supposed to do everything to glorify God, right? So when we're thinking about or where we're tempted on certain actions, we need to go to the scriptures. We need to be talking with God through prayer and asking him. You know, and honestly listen to him. Listening to the scriptures, listening to what it tells us, listening to God. Because God will give us the answers. You know, sometimes we need to be still and patient. But he'll let us know. And we need to, when I say honestly listen, so if he says no, we can't argue, right? There's no argument. He said no, right? We need to actually go, okay, no. So this new year, I'm hoping nobody picks up any bad habits, right? I'm hoping nobody does. But if they do, I'm hoping that there's a friend bold enough, loving enough, and caring enough to point them to the one who could really help. You know, because like I said, I know things. I know it's very addictive. Could or could not be harmful. I feel like it probably would be harmful in long runs. But I'm hoping you guys stay with your convictions. But ultimately, it's a conviction between you and God. Right? You need to tell, whenever you're faced with these, you need to talk with God and see what he wants you to do. All right? TJ, can you end us in prayer?